This is 1A. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, broadcasting from my home in Maryland. Now, because of COVID-19, so many of the great events that we look forward to in the spring have been canceled. That means no outdoor music festivals, no marathons, no graduation ceremonies, and no Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. Scripps announced last month that they're canceling the Bee. It's the first time that's happened since World War II. And it's pretty disappointing for the more than 1 million viewers who watch the Bee on ESPN each year. And it's an even bigger letdown for the spellers around the country who qualified. Four of those qualifiers joined us for a virtual event last week where we got to know them and challenge them to a couple rounds of spelling. It sounded like this.
Garniture. G-A-R-N-I-T-U-R-E.
May I have the language of origin?
May I have the definition?
May I have the definition, please?
S-L-A-E-R-E-N.
Use it in a sentence.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
L-O-L-E-T-E-N-A-N-C-E. Discountenance.
All of the spellers we met are finishing up eighth grade. So according to Scripps eligibility rules, this was their last year to participate in the National Bee. Sine Salvi joined us from his home in Abilene, Texas. Gauri Gandhi joined from Cleveland, Ohio. Lucy Heath was with us from North Augusta, South Carolina. And Vikram Godla joined us from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Today, we're hearing highlights from our conversation and mini spelling bee, but you can watch a video of the entire virtual event at the1a.org. Now, we started off by asking each of them how they first got into spelling, beginning with Sine.
In seventh grade, I learned that my school offered the Scripps Spelling Bee program, and I thought it would be something new to try, something enjoyable, and it was interesting, so I just joined it.
So what was it that attracted you to it? What do you like most about spelling?
I just like how there's so much logic involved, and almost every word has roots involved in it and combining forms, and they're usually predictable.
And you do math and science competitions too, right? Not just spelling.
Yes.
Well, that's a full plate. Gauri, what about you? When did you first get into spelling, and what's made you stick with it?
I actually got into spelling in second grade.
Wow, that's early.
Yeah, we had like a kind of a mini spelling bee in second grade, and I was in that, and that just kind of sparked my interest for it.
What do you like most about it?
I think it's the same as Sine. It's just, I like seeing how words fit together, and like I like the logic behind them.
Like knowing the origin of words, like where they come from, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Lucy, how about you? You're in the hot seat. How did you get into spelling?
I started spelling competitions in fourth grade, and what really got me interested is, at first I didn't like it. My mom had been in it when she was a kid, and it was kind of like I got to like live her legacy, you know?
You got to live out your mom's dream.
Yeah.
But you didn't like it at first, but what made you start liking it?
I didn't like it at first because I was like, this is just kind of work. But then I saw the fun side and how they say each letter forms together. And even though sometimes the combinations are weird, in a strange way, it makes sense.
It does, right? Vikram, how about you? Same question. When did you get into spelling it, and what do you like most about it?
I mean, I'm a really competitive person in general. So in fifth grade, we had a school spelling bee, like just the grade spelling bee. And I was pretty determined to win it. So there was like a couple competitors. So when I won that, I went to the regional bee in my state and in Oakland County, which is my county. And ever since then, I've been like striving to win that. And I really started to appreciate, because, you know, spelling is pretty time consuming. It takes a lot of effort, but it's really hard to see that, or it's really nice to see that hard effort and work that I put in to pay off in the end.
Yeah, for sure. So rewarding. Sine, back to you. Tell me, what's your favorite word or type of word that you like to spell?
I would say it's probably German origin words, because they sound really cool when you say them.
I bet.
Like, yeah.
Can you give us an example?
Like Schadenfreude.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds cool. So
it sounds cool. Yeah. I like that. Gauri, what about you? What's your favorite word or type of word that you like to spell?
My favorite type of word, they're not very common in English, but I like spelling Korean words.
Oh, how did you get into that?
I'm teaching myself Korean right now, so I just like learning
So how does one teach themselves Korean? That sounds fascinating.
I find like online textbooks and things, and I just kind of, I taught myself how to write the characters, and then I just kind of use my friends that live there to help me with pronunciation.
Oh, that's very cool. Lucy, how about you? Your favorite word or type of word that you like to spell?
That's a tough one.
It's a toughie, right? Mm.
Yes.
You like all the words.
Yes. But like Sine, I like the ones that have tricky combinations, maybe they're hard to say.
Mm. Can you give me an example?
Like the word chachka.
Oh, that's awesome. So Vikram, how did you feel when you found out about the Scripps National Spelling Bee being canceled?
Well, I kind of was ready for it because of the situation, but I think it was a little disappointing, of course, because I studied a lot for it, but
yeah,
I think at least we got this, so that's good now.
Yeah, of course, at least you've got 1A. We're here for you. Lucy, same with you. I'm wondering, what was your reaction when you found out the big event was canceled?
Reaction was, really? Really?
Really?
After so long?
After all that?
Yeah.
I know, right? It's tough. Gori, how about you? How'd you take the news?
Well, I actually got the news over email. I first saw it and I was like, really? And then I was like, I was kind of bummed out because like all of my studying was kind of
out the window.
Yeah.
How about you, Sine? How'd you get the news?
My mom told me, and it was really surprising because, you know, the Scripps Spelling Bee has happened every single year since 1945. And to see it get canceled after like 70 plus years, it's just really surprising.
That was Sine Salvi, an eighth grade speller from Abilene, Texas. You also heard from Gori Gandhi from Cleveland, Ohio, Lucy Heath from North Augusta, South Carolina, and Vikram Godla from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. We're listening to highlights from our virtual event with four young spellers who qualified for the now-canceled Scripps National Spelling Bee. Coming up, we'll hear these kids in action with a round of spelling led by an official pronouncer. You'll even witness my attempt to spell one of the winning words from a past Scripps Bee. More in a moment.
This message comes from NPR sponsor LegalZoom. LegalZoom makes it easy for Americans to set up their estate plans without leaving their homes. Don't know the difference between a last will or living trust? What about an advance healthcare directive? LegalZoom can help. They're not a law firm, but you can get started quickly online and also get advice through their network of independent attorneys. Learn more about estate plans and how you can speak to an attorney for advice at LegalZoom.com.
Do you talk about the news with your friends, your family, or perfect strangers? Get the facts you need to be up to speed on this busy news cycle on the 1A News Roundup. Find the podcast in your feed every Friday.
The news has been hard to escape. So take a deep breath and join us for NPR's All Songs Considered. It's more than a music discovery podcast, it's relief, with new episodes every Tuesday and Friday as we share the week's best new albums and lots of music to calm the nerves. Hear All Songs Considered wherever you get podcasts.
Today we're listening to highlights from a virtual spelling bee we hosted last week with four eighth grade spellers who qualified for this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee. Eighth grade is the last year students are eligible to compete. Sine Salvi is from Abilene, Texas. Gori Gandhi is from Cleveland, Ohio. Lucy Heath is from North Augusta, South Carolina. And Vikram Godla is from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Before the break, we got to know these spellers, and now let's hear them in action. Sylvie LaMontagne joined us from Lakewood, Colorado to conduct the spelling portion of our event. She placed 9th in the 2015 Scripps National Bee and 4th in 2016. Now she's a spelling coach and regional bee pronouncer.
All right, so I think we're going to get started with Sine. Sine, your word is bruxism.
Bruxism. May I have the language of origin?
Irregular from Greek and English.
Okay, bruxism. B-R-U-X-I-S-M.
That's correct. Lucy, your word is psychoanalysis.
Psychoanalysis. P-S-Y-C-H-O-A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S. Psychoanalysis.
Okay. Vikram, your word is cybernetics.
Cybernetics, may I have the definition, please?
The science of communication and control theory that is concerned especially with the comparative study of automatic control systems.
Cybernetics, C-Y-B-E-R-N-E-T-I-C-S, cybernetics.
Gori, your word is garniture.
Garniture, G-A-R-N-I-T-U-R-E, garniture.
Sine, your word is proletarian.
Proletarian, may I have the language of origin?
The language of origin is Latin.
Proletarian, P-R-O-L-E-T-A-R-I-A-N.
Lucy, your word is discountenance.
Discountenance, D-I-S-C-O-U-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E, discountenance.
Okay, Vikram, your word is hydrangea.
Hydrangea, H-Y-D-R-A-N-G-E-A, hydrangea.
Gori, your word is slalom.
Slalom. May I have the definition, please?
Skiing in a zigzag or wavy course between upright obstacles.
Slalom. S-L-O-L-E-M. Slalom.
Incorrect. So I believe we go to Sine next, since he would be the next speller.
Slalom. S-L-A-L-O-M.
Lucy, your word is corollary.
May I have the definition?
Corollary means a proposition inferred immediately from a proved proposition with little or no additional proof.
Corollary. C-O-R-E-L-L-A-R-Y. Corollary.
So that goes to Vikram. The word is corollary.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
Corollary or corollary.
Corollary. C-O-R-O-L-L-A-R-Y. Corollary.
Gori, your word is portentous.
Portentous. P-O-R-T-E-N-T-O-U-S. Portentous.
All right, we'll end that round there and go back to Sasha.
Okay, so that was great. Nice job, everyone. So Sine, tell me, how was that round for you?
It was okay. I don't think they were too difficult.
Lucy, same question. How was it?
Oh, when I got the word, I missed that. I knew I didn't know it. But yeah, the other words were familiar, which was comforting in a way.
That's good to hear. I'll tell you, I can't remember which one of you had hydrangea, but I was like, oh God, I don't know how I would be able to survive that one. So
I think I had that one.
Was it you? Okay. So yeah. Well, bravo. Gori, same question for you. How was that round?
I'm a skier, and I'm kind of annoyed that I missed slalom.
Slalom.
Because I've done them before, and as soon as I spelled it wrong, I was like, oh.
That's slalom. It gets you every time, I tell you. Well, you know, Lucy, tell us, when it's your turn to spell a word, what is your strategy? Like, what are you actually doing? Because I've seen on TV some spellers that will write it out. I know I'm one that will write it out, or I'll, you know, for me, I visualize what the word will look like on a piece of paper. So what do you do?
Yeah, in my mind, I see like a picture of it typed out how I think maybe it could be spelled.
Same question for you, Gori.
Yeah, for me, it's the same. And sometimes if I'm really having trouble with a word, I'll write it like on my hand.
And Sine?
So I sound it out in my head. And as I'm spelling the word, I go syllable by syllable.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, instead of letter by letter.
Interesting. Now, for people who have no idea about how much work you four and every other speller out there does to prepare for scripts, Gori, can you tell us what it's like? Like, how exactly do you study and how long?
I personally, every day, for sure. It's every day. And depending on the day, because I have a lot of extracurriculars, but I study between like 3 and 8 hours a day.
Wow.
Especially on the weekends, I study a lot more.
Sine, how exactly do you study for this?
It wasn't too tiresome. I probably studied around 2 hours a day on the week, on the weekdays, and then like 3 to 4 on the weekends.
Lucy, how about you?
Well, it definitely takes hours, but usually I get my hands on the list that Scripps has, and then I write down the words over and over again in journals. Sometimes I look up the definitions just to see, that way when you're there and you can ask for the definition, it'll help you be sure what word they're asking you for.
Ah, okay. Bikram, how about you?
Well, when I was studying for the regional B, I really studied hard, like every day. But I used, like, the first thing I did was review the roots and then also the rules for languages, because that's really the basis and foundation of most words. And then after that, it's just repetition.
Yeah, sounds like a good strategy. Ellen wrote to us on Facebook. I want to share this comment with you. She says, middle school English teachers everywhere are smiling. Thank you, 1A. Awesome. Thank you for watching, Ellen. And a question for you, Sylvie. Kia wrote on our Facebook page, she says, I love spelling and spelling bees. I wonder why the National Spelling Bee isn't being switched to online live instead of being canceled. Do you want to take that on, Sylvie?
Sure. So I know that the Scripps National Spelling Bee said that they aren't planning on doing an online bee or any other kind of modified format of the bee this year. It's just canceled completely. I have been working with some eighth grade spellers and their families and other former spellers as well to promote. There's a petition as well as some related initiatives that we're working on to hopefully push Scripps towards a change of heart.
And your petition is on change.org, right?
The link is change.org/spellingbee2020. And, you know, the spelling bee for me, I competed 4 and 5 years ago, but it was really life-changing for me. It was sort of like, you know, if you haven't competed in a spelling bee before, think about, like, you know, your very favorite childhood memory and the biggest dream you've ever had and the first time you really felt celebrated for, like, who you are and, like, about how you met your best friend, like, all of those things. For me, that the bee was all of those things rolled into one. And so it's really, like, the most I've ever cared about anything. And I know that a lot of spellers feel that way as well. A lot of this year's eighth grade spellers feel that way. So it's just really important to me that if Scripps can do anything at all, whether that's an online bee or extending eligibility for eighth graders or something else entirely, I just think that would be really meaningful. And so that's why I'm working on this petition.
Now, Lucy, if you had the opportunity to participate in a modified Scripps B or to compete next year, would you?
Yes.
Simple answer.
Yes.
Didn't even have to think about that one, did you?
No.
Well, what about you, Sine?
Well, if the eligibility was extended for ninth graders next year, I would do it, but I'm not sure how I would feel about a modified B, because a huge motivation factor for studying for it was getting to go to DC for a week and meeting, like, all these brilliant minds across the country. So I don't think I would study as hard, or maybe.
Yeah, that's not quite the same, is it? That in-person connection wouldn't be there. Well, listen, you know, we're here because the pandemic has changed life as we know it. And, you know, I have daughters that are your age, so I can imagine what it's been like for you guys all being stuck inside over the last couple of months. Lucy, tell me, what have you been doing at home besides spelling?
Well, I play the French horn, so I've been having some fun with that.
If we had time, I'd say break it out, play something for us. But I'm sure it's magnificent. How about you, Vikram? How have you been spending your quarantine days? Have you been taking classes online?
Yep, for school, and also I've been studying for next year's. I'm doing, like, testing out of pre-calc to go into BC Calc. And then also, before I came here, I've been doing, like, soccer practices daily, or at least 3 times a week. So I'm getting outside the house a little bit.
Oh, good. Very good. But you're wearing your mask, though, right?
Yeah, but, like, most people in this area, they don't really wear masks anymore. I think they're kind of over it.
Well, I hope they're not so much over it, because, you know, we still have to keep protecting ourselves. Because we never know when this is going to end, or if there's going to be another wave. And so we just have to keep that protection going until we get the all clear. Gori, how about you? What are you doing at home these days besides spelling?
I've been taking, you know, online classes, and then I play violin and I dance.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Sylvie, what about you? I understand that you are a high school senior, so I'm curious what it's been like finishing up your time in high school during a pandemic, you know, taking virtual classes, I assume.
Yeah, it's been kind of weird. I actually was supposed to have my graduation this last Saturday, which, you know, didn't happen. But I'm done with high school now. I was supposed to take IB exams, which got canceled. I did take a couple online AP exams last week, which went pretty well.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Congrats. Now, unless Scripps changes the eligibility rules, this is the last year that our spellers here will be eligible to compete. You've stayed in the world of spelling bees after aging out as a competitor. So tell me, what advice do you have for these four, you know, if they want to keep spelling and keep staying involved in the bee world?
You know, I think something that's super important to do is to stay in touch with people that you've met at spelling bees. And that's what I think, that's one of the biggest downsides of the cancellation, in my opinion, is you get to meet so many, you know, people who share your interests from around the world at the Scripps Bee. And so that's really hard. But if you have made any friends or met anyone through the spelling bee so far, stay in touch with them. I'm still in touch with my bee friends. They're such an important part of my life and it's really enriching. So stay in touch with people. If you feel like you would benefit from passing on your passion for words to younger kids, that is super fun too. I've been coaching and I get a lot out of it.
Absolutely. You know, and speaking of passing it on to younger kids, I want to read you all a comment on our Facebook from Zoe, a first grader at Gorey's school. Zoe asks, what advice do you have for a beginning speller? I'd love for all of you to weigh in on this, but let's start with Gorey.
I think I would say read a lot. It teaches you words that you would probably not really know otherwise. And then other than that, just, you know, really try and learn like language rules pretty early and like try and expand your vocabulary in any way you can.
Vikram, what do you say to the young spellers?
Well, I mean, if a speller, like if a person, they like words and they have a passion for it, just like anything else, like they would keep pursuing that. So I think just keep getting interested and keep, you know, engrossing yourself in different languages, different rules, and make sure that you're having fun doing it as well.
Sinead, do you have any advice for beginner spellers?
Yeah, so same as what Gorey said, I would say read a lot because it's really easy to retain information if you're having fun while doing it.
This is great advice, guys. Lucy, weigh in for us. What do you say to beginner spellers?
All that advice is good. To research into other languages is good and to study the rules of it. But don't get bogged down. There are so many words in the English language and other languages, but you should stick with it. Just keep pursuing the spelling. It's rewarding.
That is awesome. Awesome to hear. Great advice. So helpful. Sylvie, one more time, we're going to bring you back. And this time I'm going to try spelling a word because, well, I didn't want to brag about this earlier, but I did win my spelling bee when I was a kid growing up in Jamaica. I was like 7 years old, just putting it out there, no big deal. But I kind of have a feeling that the 1A producers have co-signed secretly on giving me a word that's like probably impossible to spell.
It is nunatak.
May I have the country of origin, please?
Inuit in Greenland.
Nunatak? All right, N-U-N-A-T-A-K. Oh my God! Seriously?
That's correct.
Yes.
There you go.
I guess I still got it. I'm so shocked right now.
Those were highlights from our virtual event with 4 8th grade spellers who qualified for this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee. Man, I have been on cloud 9 ever since getting nunatak right. Anyway, thanks again to our spellers, Gorey Gandhi from Cleveland, Ohio, Sine Salvi from Abilene, Texas, Lucy Heath from North Augusta, South Carolina, and Vikram Godla from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He was the winner of our virtual bee event. And a special thank you to our pronouncer, Sylvie Lamontagne, who's a spelling coach and former Scripps competitor from Lakewood, Colorado. You can watch a video of the entire virtual event at the1a.org. But for all you spelling enthusiasts out there, we've got some more spelling fun coming up for you after a quick break. This week, the Spelling Bee prep company, Spell Pundit, held its national online Spelling Bee, hosted by me. 280 kids chose to compete. 16 made it to the finals, and one speller won it all. Coming up after the break, I'll be interviewing that winner, Navneet Murali, an eighth grader from Edison, New Jersey. More in a moment.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Facebook. In response to COVID-19, people around the world are coming together to help one another. Facebook's community help feature is making that easier. From delivering groceries to neighbors to donating to a local fundraiser or food pantry, community help provides a place where people can offer or request support in their area. Learn more at facebook.com/COVID support.
There's no getting around it. The coronavirus pandemic has upended everything. And daily decisions made by the White House and Congress will radically impact the human and economic toll. To keep up with the latest, join us on the NPR Politics Podcast. We'll cut through the noise and let you know what decisions are being made and how they affect you. When Scripps announced last month that its national spelling bee was canceled, it could have meant the end of the road for many spellers who qualified. Scripps said it wouldn't be holding a modified virtual bee this year, and it won't change its eligibility rules to include those who will age out by next year. So that's where Spell Pundit stepped in. It's a spelling bee prep company co-founded by two former Scripps competitors who came up with the idea to hold an online spelling bee. Nearly 280 students from all over chose to compete. First, there were written tests, then a semifinals round, and then the grand finals, which ended with this moment.
Your word is Karashti.
Karashti, is this Hindi?
It's from Sanskrit.
Oh, okay. May I have all the information?
Yeah, so the only pronunciation is Karashti. It's a noun, and it's from Sanskrit. It's a cursive script of Aramaic origin used in northwestern India, Afghanistan, and Turkestan. And the sense is the language professor took a sabbatical to teach Karashti in India.
Karashti, can it also be pronounced Karashti?
I only have the one pronunciation.
Karashti, okay, K-H-A-R-O-S-H-T-H-I, Karashti.
That is correct. You are the champion of the 2020 Spell Pundit Online National Spelling Bee.
That's the sound of when Spell Pundit crowned its virtual winner this week, eighth grader Navneet Murali. Navneet joins us now from his home in Edison, New Jersey. Hi, Navneet.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations to you. That's super exciting. How do you feel about everything?
I mean, definitely, I'm really upset that Scripps wasn't able to do something for its eighth graders. However, I definitely feel blessed to have won the Spell Pundit Online National Spelling Bee. Yeah. I've won basically every national spelling bee, including some online bees, since Scripps last year. And I'm just happy that I made the best out of the situation.
That's incredible. Your winning word for the Spell Pundit Bee was Karashti. What was going through your head when you spelled that?
Well, I knew the word, so I just wanted to take my time and I wanted to make sure that I spelled it correctly.
But still, you say you knew the word, but still you did ask for all of the information. Was that like just in case or?
Yeah, basically, I wanted to make sure that the word that I heard was the word that I knew and that I was going to spell the word correctly.
Which is a great strategy, of course, for accuracy. Now, those who have followed your spelling career, they said that your Spell Pundit win was actually no surprise to them. You know, they said that because of the fact that you won last year's South Asian Spelling Bee, as you mentioned before, you know, you also finished fifth at Scripps in 2018 and 11th last year. And aside from being virtual, tell us, how did the Spell Pundit Bee compare to your previous competitions, Navneet?
I mean, definitely an online spelling bee can never replace an in-person spelling bee. It's especially Scripps. It's just a completely different experience. However, online spelling bees do offer the opportunity for spellers to compete against some of the nation's best at the convenience of their homes. So, I mean, it was a different experience, yeah.
So even though, you know, you mentioned this different experience and we know it was virtual versus the in-person experience that you're used to, Did you still feel that confidence in how well you would perform?
Well, I don't want to be overconfident. However, and I was a bit nervous in the beginning. However, I felt basically how I would have if I participated in an in-person B at this time.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been spelling?
I participated in my first spelling bee when I was in third grade. However, I only started taking spelling seriously starting from fifth grade when I placed third in the South Asian Spelling Bee Nationals. And when I placed fifth in Scripps in 2018, that's when I knew that I had potential and I began working much harder.
And you mentioned before just that camaraderie and, you know, being among the best of the best. I'm wondering, what do you like most about spelling and spelling bees and spelling itself?
Well, spelling on the surface, it looks like a memorization contest, but more than that, it's a critical thinking competition, more or less, because words, they're not just random combinations of letters. It's more of connecting roots and applying language patterns to get the spellings of words correctly. So that's what I enjoy the most about spelling. And spelling bees, I feel that there's something that you can learn from every speller on the script stage. And through the spelling bee, I've met many inspiring people, and I've become a better person.
That's very inspiring, you know. And I'm thinking about just before the actual bee takes place, the preparation that goes into it. You know, for those who don't understand, it really does take a lot of work to get to that point. You know, tell us what your studying routine is like. You know, thinking of Scripps particularly, what's your studying routine for that? And then for the Spell Pundit Bee, once Scripps was canceled, did your routine change?
My routine didn't really change. I study year round and I spend roughly 40, 50 hours a week. And I mean, if Scripps had happened, Scripps was scheduled for the same week as the Spell Pundit competition. So
right.
The material that I studied didn't really differ much. However, when Scripps announced its cancellation, I was emotionally crushed. And there was, I would say, some loss of motivation because I wouldn't have that same big stage. The experience, I just wouldn't get a chance to compete at Scripps again. And mm-hmm. there was some lack of motivation, yeah.
For sure. Definitely a major disappointment for you and for the other eighth grade spellers like you who had been studying really, really hard. But now, Navneeth, you are part of a campaign to pressure Scripps to come up with another option for this year's eighth graders. Talk to me about that. What are you hoping that they'll do?
The only thing that the only thing that all the eighth graders asked for is for Scripps to do something for them, just not canceling the BE. So all of us, we have worked hard, especially the eighth graders. And since we won't have a chance to compete on the Scripps stage anymore, we have basically been requesting Scripps to do something for us, basically.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for you? You know, if Scripps doesn't offer something for eighth grade qualifiers, do you plan to stay in the spelling world, like maybe as a coach or a pronouncer even?
Well, spelling is definitely something that will always stay close to my heart. And I'm considering coaching, and I'll do whatever it takes to give back to the spelling community.
Do you think that you might also pivot to something else maybe? Or are you ready to?
As of now, my only major focus is getting ready for high school and doing well. Academically in general. And I'm looking into perhaps joining the competitive science field, but nothing's decided as of now.
Well, I'm sure you're also still reveling in your big win. Again, congratulations to you, Navneeth.
Thanks.
Navneeth Murali is an eighth grader from Edison, New Jersey. He's the winner of the Spell Pundit National Online Spelling Bee that took place this week. Great talking with you.
Nice talking to you, and thank you for accommodating me.
You can watch the finals of the Spell Pundit National Online Spelling Bee at facebook.com/spellpundit. This conversation was produced by Catherine Fink and Amanda Williams. It was edited by Matthew Simonson. This program comes to you from WAMU, part of American University in Washington, distributed by NPR. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you so much for listening. This is 1A.